Welcome to this beginner lesson on Breakbeat in Ableton Live 12, where we're going to balance the groove using groove pool tricks, so your drums feel alive, musical, and properly at home in a drum and bass track. If you've ever dropped a breakbeat into a project and thought, this feels a bit stiff, or it's cool, but it's not really sitting right with the bass, this lesson is for you. We're going to take a simple break, extract its feel, and then shape it so it has that driven, forward-moving DNB energy without losing punch. In drum and bass, the break is more than just drums. It's the glue. It holds together the kick, snare, hats, and bassline. When the groove is right, the whole track feels like it's breathing. When it's off, everything can feel disconnected, even if the sounds themselves are good. So today, we're focusing on that pocket, that swing, that tiny bit of push and pull that makes a loop feel human. Let's start with a simple breakbeat loop. You can use an amen-style break, a classic font break, or any chopped loop you already have. Drag it into an audio track in Ableton Live 12. Once it's in there, double-click the clip and make sure warp is turned on. If the loop needs it, set the first downbeat correctly, and for drum material, try using Beats Warp mode. The goal here is just to get a clean, usable drum source that's locked to your project. Now before we change anything, listen carefully to the loop. Ask yourself what makes it feel good. Is it the hats? Is there a ghost snare that lands just behind the beat? Is the kick giving it a forward lean? This is important, because a great breakbeat is usually the mix of tight main hits and tiny human timing details. If you snap everything too hard to the grid, you can accidentally erase the character that makes the break exciting in the first place. Now for the fun part. We're going to extract the groove. Right-click the breakbeat clip and choose Extract Groove. Ableton will create a groove and place it into the groove pool. This is one of the most powerful beginner workflows in Live, because it lets you capture the timing feel of a loop and apply it somewhere else. In other words, instead of just copying notes, you're copying vibe. Open the groove pool and click on the new groove. You'll see controls like timing, random, velocity, bass, and quantize. For a drum and bass break, a really good starting point is timing somewhere around 20 to 40%, random around 0 to 5%, and velocity around 10 to 25%. That gives you movement without making the loop fall apart. Here's why those values matter. Too much timing and the break gets sloppy. Too much random and it can lose that club-ready stability. A bit of velocity, though, is gold. That's what helps ghost notes feel like they're actually breathing instead of just sitting there quietly. Indeed, NB, a little human feel goes a long way. Now duplicate the original clip or create a variation of the break. You can chop a few hits manually if you want, or if you're comfortable, slice it into a drum rack for more control. Don't worry about making it perfect yet. We're building feel first, not final arrangement. Apply the extracted groove to your new clip. In the clip view, select the groove from the groove pool. Leave it adjustable for now. Don't commit it yet. We want to hear how it behaves first. As you listen, focus on the snare. In drum and bass, the snare is the anchor. It's the reference point. If the groove starts to feel unstable, compare everything back to the snare. The groove should support it, not weaken it. Usually, the main snare hits should stay confident and grounded, while hats, ghost notes, and some kicks can move more freely. Now let's fine-tune the groove. This is where Groove Pool starts doing real work. Try timing around 25 to 35% if you want a clean, modern DNB feel. That usually gives you enough swing to feel human without losing drive. If you want more of a classic jungle vibe, you can go a little higher. Velocity around 15 to 30% can really help the quieter details breathe. Random should stay low, usually 0 to 4%, unless you want a looser, more unpredictable feel. And for quantize, 1/16 is usually the safest starting point for drum and bass. It keeps things tight. 1/8 can feel too loose unless you're deliberately going for a more swung jungle feel. A really useful tip here is to think in layers, not just one loop. You may want your main break to stay fairly controlled, while hats or shakers can carry a bit more swing. Don't make every element share the exact same groove amount. That's a common beginner mistake. Real groove often comes from contrast, not sameness. Now let's shape the break so it actually sits in a DNB mix. Add EQ to the break track. If the low end is muddy, cut gently below 30 to 40 Hz. If the kick inside the break is stepping on the bass, try a small cut somewhere around 70 to 120 Hz, depending on the sample. The exact spot will change, so use your ears. We're not trying to gut the break. We're just making room for the sub. Next, try drum bus. A little drive, maybe around 5 to 15%. Can add density and glue. Be careful with boom. It can sound huge, but in drum and bass you often only want a small amount, if any, because the bass line usually owns the very low end. Saturator can also help. A couple dB of drive with soft clip-on can make the break feel thicker and more controlled without sounding overly processed. Utility is great for checking mono compatibility and tightening the stereo image a bit if the break has too much room sound. In DNB, clarity matters. If the low-mid area is too wide or messy, the bass won't hit as hard. Now test the break with a bass line. This is a huge step, and a lot of people skip it. Don't just judge the drums in solo. Put a simple sub note or a short res under it. Even a basic bass line will tell you immediately whether the groove works or not. Ask yourself, does the kick hit before the bass note, or does it clash? Are ghost notes filling too much space? Does the snare still feel strong when the bass is moving? If the break is getting too busy, lower the velocity amount in the groove. If the bass is fighting the snare, you may need a little EQ on the bass, or some utility to keep the low end centered. The main idea is that the drums and bass should dance together, not wrestle for the same space. Once the groove feels right, you can commit it. That means printing the timing into the clip so it becomes fixed. This is useful when you want to edit individual hits more precisely or start arranging the track without relying on the groove setting. A good beginner habit is to commit once the loop feels about 80 to 90% right. Don't get stuck endlessly tweaking one bar forever. Now let's talk about arrangement. A good DNB track usually benefits from small groove changes across different sections. You might want a lighter groove in the intro, a fuller groove in the drop, and maybe a little variation or fill every 8 or 16 bars. Even tiny changes can make a loop feel like it's evolving instead of just repeating. For example, your intro might use a filtered break with restrained groove. Then the drop could open up, with timing around 30% and velocity around 20%. A switch-up section could reduce random and add a small snare fill. These are subtle moves, but in drum and bass they make a big difference. Here's another useful coach tip. Listen at performance volume if you can. Groove that feels great quietly can fall apart when the system is loud. At club volume, the kick and snare need to stay firm even when the loop has movement. If the break gets too loose, the whole track can lose its spine. And one more thing, save your favorite groove settings. Build yourself a small toolkit. Maybe one groove for tight rollers, one for loose jungle, one for dark stripped back DNB, and one for energetic breaks. The more you reuse and refine them, the faster your workflow becomes. So to recap, the big idea here is simple. Use extract groove to capture the feel of a break. Then use the groove pool to balance timing, velocity, and random until the loop sits in the pocket. Keep the snare strong. Let the ghost notes breathe. Shape the sound with EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and utility. And always test the drums with the bass, because that's where DNB groove either locks in or falls apart. For your practice exercise, try this. Load one classic breakbeat loop, extract its groove, make two versions, one tighter and one looser, and play each with a simple bass line. Compare which version works better for a roller, which feels more jungle-leaning, and which fits a darker minimal section. Then commit the version you like best and add a small one-bar fill before the second phrase. That's the lesson. Small groove moves, big musical difference. Keep it tight, keep it human, and let the break breathe.